Let's turn our Bibles to 2 Thessalonians chapter 3, verse 5. We're just going to look at one verse. 2 Thessalonians chapter 3, verse 5. 2 Thessalonians chapter 3, verse 5. May the Lord direct your hearts into the love of God and into the steadfastness of Christ. May the Lord direct your hearts into the love of God and into the steadfastness of Christ. Let's pray. Father, thank you for this morning. Just ask for your presence to be with us as we look into your word. And I pray that it will be encouraging to our congregation. Come, Holy Spirit, we invite you to touch our hearts and to speak to us, God, and lead us into your presence, into your truth, God. We welcome you here. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Let me read it to you in the NIV version. That's the version that I do my own devotions in. And so this is the way I read it when I first read it. May the Lord direct your hearts into God's love and Christ's perseverance. May the Lord direct your hearts into God's love and Christ's perseverance. So that's the title. I mean, EMP, we don't really have titles, but if I could put a title, it's Christ's Perseverance. That's mainly why I want to focus on that, Christ's perseverance. If you look at the verse, may the Lord direct your hearts into God's love and the steadfastness of Christ, or into Christ's perseverance. What does that mean? What does it mean that he would direct our hearts into his love and into his perseverance? I read through a bunch of different versions. The NLT says this. They probably are interpreting a little bit more for us to better understand what it's saying. The NLT says, may the Lord lead your hearts into a full understanding and expression of the love of God and the patient endurance that comes from Christ. So what the editors of the New Living Translation, how they're understanding it is, may the Lord lead your hearts into a full understanding and expression of God's love and into Christ's perseverance. That word perseverance or steadfastness or endurance in Greek doesn't matter. You won't remember this anyway, but it's hupomone if you are interested. Hupomone, and it just means that steadfastness, constancy, endurance. It's the patient, steadfast, waiting for something. It's a patient, enduring, sustaining, persevering. Right, so that's basically what it means. Steadfastly waiting and persevering and enduring even through difficulty, right? Having this patience. If you look at the context of what's going on, Paul is encouraging the believers. If you look at the verse right before, in verse 4, it talks about how Paul is confident that they have been obeying and that they will continue to obey what he is commanding them to do. So it's a prayer of encouragement. Paul is saying, hey, I'm confident that you have been obeying and you will continue to obey. And in the prayer in verse 5, he's praying for them to be able to continue to walk in obedience. Right? So he's saying, may God help you in doing that, in continuing in obedience. And so he's hoping that this prayer is going to help them walk in obedience, right? Paul's specific agenda in this book is talking about not being idle, working with our own hands, working for your own household, providing for your own household, not expecting handouts. But I think we can take this prayer and apply it to a broader understanding of obedience in general, right? So whatever it is that God's calling us to obey, When Paul is praying, may the Lord direct your hearts into God's love and Christ's perseverance, I think that prayer can help us walk in all kinds of obedience, not just this specific obedience that Paul is talking about in this book. Does that make sense? Is that too detailed? I don't know. But I hope what I'm saying is this prayer, when Paul is praying this over the believers in Thessalonica, may the Lord direct your hearts into God's love and into Christ's perseverance. It's meant to help them walk in obedience. And I think it's meant to help us walk in obedience as well, whatever it is that he's calling us to walk in. And two things, right? Paul refers to two things that will help us walk in obedience. Number one is God's love, that our hearts would be directed into his love, into God's love. And secondly, that our hearts would be directed into Christ's perseverance. I want to talk about God's love first. God's love is easy to understand, right? You've been in church long enough, you know that God loves you. It's easy to know, easy to understand, but for some reason, it is very difficult to live this out. To live out in this full understanding and expression of God's love. Of course, if I asked Rainey, do you know that God loves you? She will say, yes, of course. We all do. Of course I know that God loves me. So much so that it doesn't move us. You know what I mean? It doesn't do anything for us anymore. And I think that's where, I don't know, it's a problem. You know, we're not moved by the love of God because we've grown familiar with it, right? Familiarity breeds contempt sometimes. And so as we get familiar with this truth that God loves us, we're just like, oh yeah, God loves us. God loves me. And we just kind of, for whatever reason, it's our natural tendency to come out of this full understanding and full expression of his love. Two verses come to mind. John 15, verse 9. You can turn there if you want. John 15, verse 9. This is Jesus speaking to his disciples, and through that, speaking also to us. And this is what Jesus says, "Just as the Father has loved me, I have also loved you. Abide in my love," or another version would say, "remain in my love." That's crazy. If we thought about it, if we meditated on it, this would be crazy. Just as the Father has loved me. Can you even imagine how much the Father loves Jesus? And Jesus says, that's how I love you. So that's an incredible love. And then Jesus says this, remain in my love. Abide in my love. Don't go somewhere else. I think because he understands that we have this natural tendency to come out of his love. For whatever reason, we forget it, we get distracted by other things, we turn to other things, maybe more concrete, you know, tangible things. We seek for the love of man or whatever. And so he says, don't go anywhere. Stay. Remain in my love. That's what we need to do that. We need to remain in Jesus' love and continue to meditate upon, you know, that this fact that Jesus loves us just as the Father loves him. Another verse, Psalm 119, verse 41. Psalm 119, verse 41. This is in the NIV version. It says, I'm just reading the first part. May your unfailing love come to me. Now this was my, just from my Devo yesterday, I think. May your unfailing love come to me. Isn't that a good verse? May your unfailing love come to me. Because so often we don't have this love of God in our hearts. We know it, but we don't know it. You know, we know it in our head, we don't know it in our hearts. And so we live this life trying to earn someone's love, his love, or whatever. You know, we try to earn. I just love that phrase by Pastor Christian when he was here, the unending pursuit for personal value or for personal worth, right? We live in this unending pursuit of personal worth because we don't feel worthy, right? We don't feel valued because we don't know his love. And so Jesus says, remain in my love. And the writer of the psalm says, may your unfailing love come to me. I just remember, I think it was 2 weeks ago, we were having our accountability, the we call ourselves the horsemen, right? Pastor Andrew, myself, Pastor Kenny, Pastor Ricky, Pastor Hyunsu. We hadn't done that in a long time, but we met and we were discussing and sharing. And I was just sharing my, just my difficulty. You know, I've been struggling in different areas, feeling discouraged at times. And I just remember Pastor Hyunsu, he was sharing about his own story and how, you know, I mean, ministry is hard for him, right? He's there by himself. It's challenging. It's busy, et cetera, et cetera. But he was just saying, upon his reflection, he was saying, man, I just know that God loves me so much, right? Because he was saying it's how difficult it is, but how God comes through for him all the time. And Pastor Hyunsu says, I just know, I mean, I've just experienced God loves me so much. And when he said those words, in my heart, I was like, man, I wish I knew that. You know, I was like, oh. And I said to him, I said, that's exactly it. I just don't know that God loves me. You know, I know it, but I don't know it. You know? And so, we need to know this. And that's why Paul prays this. May the Lord direct your hearts. If our heart is directed into His love and we come into a full understanding and expression of His love, it'll change us, right? And it will encourage us. It'll help us to walk in obedience. But the second thing, which I wanted to put more time on, but we don't have enough time, but it's Christ's perseverance. May the Lord direct our hearts into Christ's perseverance. Christ's patient endurance and patient long-suffering for us. I just like it. This phrase, Christ's perseverance, just jumped out at me when I was reading through this passage, and I feel like He's ministering to me through it. Two ways how understanding His perseverance will help us. And the first one, maybe the most obvious one, is Christ persevered while He was on earth, right? You guys know that. He endured through much difficulty, right? He came, He was rejected by man, and He just suffered and suffered and suffered, and He persevered, He endured, and that is supposed to inspire us, right? I think Paul is saying, if our heart is directed to Christ's perseverance and we understand how much He persevered and endured, it helps us, it inspires us. It's the same idea found in Hebrews chapter 12, verse 1 through 3. Therefore, since we're surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses, let us throw off everything that hinders and the sin that so easily entangles, and let us run with perseverance the race that is marked out for us, fixing our eyes on Jesus, the author and perfecter of faith. For the joy set before Him, He endured the cross, scorning its shame, and sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. Consider Him who endured such opposition from sinners, so that you will not grow weary and lose heart. Right? Same idea. Consider Jesus, how much He endured, how He persevered, and suck it up, right? And persevere the same way. Consider Him so that you will not lose heart. Consider Him and how much you persevere so that you will not give up when difficult times come to you. But the second way understanding Christ's perseverance helps us is this. It's that Christ perseveres toward us. Right? His perseverance toward us. His endurance toward us, meaning when we mess up and when we are weak and when we fail and we just are no good, Christ perseveres not for us, but He perseveres toward us. Does that make sense? He doesn't give up on us. If I were Him, I would probably give up on me. You know what I mean? Like, there's times when I just want to give up. I just feel like, man, I'm no good. You just feel like I've been struggling with the same thing over and over and over. Nothing is happening. I'm just not overcoming. Forget it. You know, there are times when you just want to give up. But Christ, He endures our weakness. Right? He endures our failures. He endures our our shortcomings. He is patient with us. 1 Corinthians 13, right? The whole verse about love, and it says love is long-suffering. Love is patient. And that love, we know, is talking about God's love, Christ's love. And he is long-suffering toward us. He doesn't give up on us, and he believes in us. That's so encouraging, you know, especially in our failures, especially when you feel like you haven't been very good, to know that Christ perseveres for you. You know, he perseveres toward you. He's not going to give up on you. You know, that idea is so powerful. There's movies made based on that idea, right? I was trying to think of some good illustrations. I couldn't, but I came up with Good Will Hunting. Have you guys seen Good Will Hunting? It's one of my favorite movies. Oh, but there are so many movies like that where there's a main character who is just messed up, right? So broken. For whatever reason, he's wasting his life, and there is an authority figure, a teacher, a parent, an older adult that comes alongside and that just doesn't give up, right? That just perseveres and just believes in that person. And it's moving, right? Even in a human sense, it's moving. And to know that Christ perseveres for you when you are screwing up, when you are failing, he's with you, right? And so that, I think that encourages you, and that helps us to get back on our feet, you know, and say, you know, I'm not going to give up. I'm going to continue to walk in obedience. So I think that's why Paul prays this for his people. May the Lord direct your hearts into God's love. First of all, we need to know that, right? His amazing love, and remain in that. And secondly, to understand Christ's perseverance, both that he persevered and that inspires us to persevere, but also that he doesn't give up on you. So that hopefully it will encourage you and move you in your heart. So let's pray. Pastor Andrew can come and lead us in a song. Let's just close our eyes. Let's ask the Holy Spirit to come and speak to us in this time. Come, Holy Spirit. Thank you, God. Thank you for these two simple but profound concepts, God, your love and your perseverance. And I just pray for that encouragement of God to come upon each person here and everybody listening online. Lord, that we would be moved in our hearts to continue our struggle, continue our fight for obedience, continue our fight to obey and to grow in you. So, yeah, come Holy Spirit. Thank you.
And I sing for you. Master, you make time for me. Don't understand. Praise you, God of earth and sky. How beautiful is your unfailing love. Your unfailing love. And you never change, God, you remain the Holy One. My unfailing love. My unfailing love. Praise you, God of earth and sky. How beautiful is your unfailing love. Your unfailing love. And you never change, God, you remain the Holy One. My unfailing love. My unfailing love. Praise you, God of earth and sky. How beautiful is your unfailing love. Your unfailing love. And you never change, God, you remain the Holy One. My unfailing love. My unfailing love. Unfailing love. Unfailing.
Yes, God. Thank you, Lord. I just want to invite you, if you can, just put your hand on your heart. Let's just pray. I wanted to focus on Christ's perseverance, but I just feel like the Lord is maybe doing more with the concept of His love, remaining in His love. And we haven't done that. We've pulled ourselves out of His love. So just put your hand on your heart and let me just pray. Father, I just pray that you would help us, God, in our hearts. May our hearts be directed to your love, into your love, God. Your unfailing love. May your unfailing love come to me. And I pray we repent that we haven't remained in your love, God, that we've pulled ourselves out of it. And we're trying to earn your love. We're trying to find our self-worth and value in something else, in performance, in success, in works, God. And we just want to come back to the love of God, the love of Jesus, and help us, God, to abide and to remain in your love, God. We know that we can do nothing apart from you. And part of remaining in you is to remain in your love. So help us to do that today. Today and every day, God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. And there was one more thing I wanted to say in the message is, there might be people in your life that need to know that God hasn't given up on them. And I think that's something that we can do. You know, we can be part of God moving in that person's life, you know, to know that God is enduring with them. And I think part of our job is to be the ones that say, hey, I'm not going to give up on you. I'm going to fight with you. And so if the Lord brings anyone to mind that might be going through that, you know, let's be obedient and let's reach out to that person and let them know that we are with them, that we are persevering with them. Just be an extension of God's love and God's encouragement to that person. So thank you, Lord. Lead us, God, in that as well. Let's pray together. Let's pray for our church. And pray for our community, those that are especially battling with cancer, especially in need of knowing, you know, that God God hasn't given up on them, and that God is with them, that God loves them, that Christ is persevering with them. You know, let's pray for our friends, and let's continue to just pray with faith and expectation, and let's pray for God's strength over our friends on this list. Let's go to the second slide. Pray for those that are ill but also in need of salvation. Let's pray that God will do something powerful in their lives, revealing Himself to them, and that their hearts would turn to the Lord. Let's pray. Let's go to the third slide. Pray for various infirmities that our church members are going through. Let's pray for healing for our friends. Let's go to the fourth slide. Let's pray for our friends looking for a job. Let's pray for God's provision and favor upon our friends. Let's go to our Tuesday prayer focus. Let's pray for Hong Kong, our city. Let's pray for our government. Let's thank the Lord for our city. You know, so many good things about Hong Kong. And let's pray for our city. Pray for the government and the leaders. Let's pray for the churches and all the different ministries listed there. And all the different social issues. You know, the oppression of the poor, the young people that are in despair and hopelessness, the domestic helpers and the difficult situation that they can find themselves in. You know, let's just pray for Hong Kong and lift up the city. Let's pray for the staff. Pastor Sam is coming back from Australia today, so pray for a safe flight and pray for his health. He was actually really sick during his trip to Australia, so if you can just pray for him to fully recover. And let's pray for the rest of the staff. Pray for the families. Jackie and Cadence's family. KJ is still sick, so you can pray for her. Our son Joel, he actually had a bad, really, really bad fall on his head yesterday. So Mon is staying back to watch over him, so you can pray for him too. Pray for, P. Ricky, he's away, so pray for his family. Pray for Yiling, who's also sick. Let's just pray for the staff to be healthy and for protection over the family, and also for the staff to be united and to move in faith and to work hard for the church. Let's pray together. Let's pray for our hospitality ministry, welcoming team, and barista. Pray for each person that's serving. Pray for the leaders, P. Andrew and Ashley. And let's pray that through these ministries, that the love of God will go forth. Many people will feel welcomed and feel a sense of belonging to the church through this ministry. Let's pray. Let's pray for the worship team and sound team, and also for the AV team. Let's pray for a heart of worship and a pursuit of excellence, doing the best that we can for the church and for the Lord. And let's pray for just pray for the equipment as well, for it to function properly. And just pray for this. Let's pray for these ministries. Let's pray for our house churches meeting today. Many house churches on Tuesday. So let's pray for each one to have a really good time. Pray for the leaders. Pray for the anointing of God. Let's pray for fullness of God's Spirit to be released in each of these places. Let's pray. Lastly, let's pray for Mongolia mission trip. They're coming back October 22, so they're kind of in the middle of it. Let's pray for Team Unity. Let's pray for anointing and a very fruitful trip for them. Let's pray together. Father God, thank you. Thank you so much for your love. Thank you for this word, God, that you love us, God, and that you persevere. Jesus, you persevered when you were here on earth, God, through difficulty, and you persevere now when we are struggling. You endure with us, God, and you are steadfast in your love, even while, you know, even when we fail. So thank you for that, God. Thank you for your love and perseverance. And help us to, may our hearts be directed into your love and into the steadfastness, into the perseverance of Christ, God. Thank you. I just pray your blessing over each person. And help us to have a great day today, God. Thinking of you and being a blessing wherever we go, God. Come, Holy Spirit, we need you. We just want to worship you and say that we love you today, God. Thank you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. God bless you guys. Have a great day today, and we'll see you tomorrow.